Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
I looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Right. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful and warm day in Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, my man with the plan, my number two, the big dog, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
Oh, thank you so much, Dylan, for that wonderful introduction. And I want to thank everybody that's been checking us out on YouTube, watching our full episodes there, or the reels and shorts that we put out. Also, anybody who's been listening to us on those streaming platforms. If you are one of our audio listeners, we do ask for a huge favor. Leave us a rating and a review if there is the option to leave a review. That can really help us out. If you are going to leave us a rating, though, I do want to let you know we accept nothing less than 5 stars. So if I go out there, I check it probably like once every 2 hours. If I see a rating that is new and it is anything less than 5 stars, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking complain about it for the next 3 episodes. Anywho, we have a very special
no
guest.
No threats today, dude? No threats?
It's a beautiful day out. I'm not as angry as I normally am.
Vitamin D my
threats range from I'm going to tell my brother to beat you up from that to like I'm going to kidnap your entire family. Yes. And
I'm going to financially bankrupt you.
Oh, I haven't done that one yet.
That is a good one.
That one's nice.
I think last week it was threatening to make everybody believe that their dads were gay.
Oh,
and we're living a secret gay
also
life.
Also a good
one. I believe
one.
That.
Yeah.
He's a little effeminate, my dad.
Oh, really?
Kind of, yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, that's the voice of our wonderful guest today. I cut off your intro. I apologize.
That's okay.
May Planner.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's the studio audience. Welcome to the pod. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
I am like sweating still. I know we talked about it before we started recording. But this is tough.
I'm somehow keeping cool. I've just been hydrating over here, and I don't think I've moved at all since I sat down.
That might be the way.
He got here like at 20 minutes before 5 and sat there and hasn't moved. Hasn't moved at all.
And just played on my phone and watched a full video of somebody making a cake that looked like Wolverine.
Oh.
It was pretty good.
Get real into those.
Yeah, people love those.
Yeah.
They're like, is it cake or is it a meat?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Have you seen those?
Cutting off my cat's head or is this a cake I made? You know?
Is it cake? I like the next level where they go, is it cake or not? And they'll show like a cat cake and then they'll show like their real cat. And
right.
They'll be like, which one's cake? And you're like,
yeah, that's right.
Fun.
What's your weird like rabbit hole that you've gone down recently?
A few. Obviously, Kate Middleton, but everyone's on that. That's not unique.
I don't know anything about what's happening with that.
So basically, she got a stomach surgery, and this palace came out and was like, yo, she's not going to do any appearances for like 2 months until Easter. And Easter has not happened, and everyone's like, obviously, she's dead. We haven't seen her. She's obviously dead. So everyone's saying that she's dead. They're saying she got a fucking BBL. Like, there's like a lot of, just like a lot of like fun theories.
That is fun. This is totally our audience is gonna be like, who is Kate Middleton?
Right.
But you know, that's really interesting. I love a conspiracy.
Me too. What's your favorite conspiracy?
A good conspiracy. I have a bunch. I mean, my favorite that would be cool if it was true, that's so out there, is the Antarctica conspiracy.
I don't know about this.
I don't know that.
Oh no? That there is like another, there is like people that like, it's either Antarctica is either like a big ice wall and there's more world like outside of what we know, or that there's like an underground
like Game of Thrones
like
style?
Hollow Earth type. Yeah, like Game of Thrones. Well, like Hollow Earth type
so there's
situation.
Like wildlings over there or some shit. Oh.
Well, they say like really advanced alien life. There was this general... I forget the name. I think his name was Byrd, B-Y-R-D, and he did this expedition in like the 40s. Oh. And he was this really, really like, you know, respected general. And he went down there and then he wrote in his journal that he like interacted with these like otherworldly super advanced beings.
I believe it.
And
let's do it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I really like that.
That's how I am with conspiracy theories. If I think it's cool, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I believe it for sure.
I believe it immediately.
Yeah.
Do you have one that you really like?
Sandy, I'm just kidding. That's my fave. No, I'm trying to think of what's a good one.
You know which one I learned about recently that I'm kind of into? I haven't done the research on it yet, but my girlfriend's been telling me about the one about Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Did you ever hear that she's just been dead for years?
And this is her stand-in?
Yeah.
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 It's like somebody named like Kate or something. I don't remember the
Kate
name.
Kate Lavigne.
But it's wild as hell.
There's a lot of evidence backing that up, actually. I am so gullible, dude. I fucking love a conspiracy theory.
That's so fucking funny how serious. We were all goofing and then your face got real serious. There's so much evidence. You would not believe it.
Also, Britney Spears, is she fucking dead? What's going on here?
Like, I don't know. You know what I think is weird about Britney Spears? That no one ever talks about where her kids are. Like, right? Do we know where they are? You know that she, yeah. You know, will probably, not our audience, but people will hate on this, but it is crazy that she was deemed a certain way that the courts were like, Kevin Federline, you're the more responsible adult. Like,
you and your wife beaters at the age of 44 need to take these children to school.
Yeah, there is not a picture of him with sleeves.
No.
That is so true. No. That is hilarious.
It's funny how like you can take the girl out of Louisiana, but you just can't take it out of the girl. No, like way. She was like, this is my type right here. This is my man.
No way.
Hell yeah.
JT got off pretty good with that.
He did.
Yeah, he got out right before. Yeah. Right before shit went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of drama though.
A lot of drama.
People, there was a section of people that hate Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Right? So I read Britney's memoir because I love a celebrity memoir. That's my favorite thing. Obviously, she didn't fucking write this thing. She can't string together like a sentence.
Wait, really?
No way she wrote that. Are you out of your damn mind? She wasn't even in the room. It was just people. I think it's just a group of people that, you know, went through all like the transcripts we have of her from years ago and like kind of pieced it all together. I doubt she has any hand in it at all. I don't even think I don't think she's ever met her ghostwriters. I think they just wrote it on her behalf. But they really go to town on JT.
I've heard.
Yeah, they're like, he turned his back on me. He was lying to me or lying about me in the media, and it made me go insane and whatever.
God damn.
Not the lithium and all this other insane shit that she was on.
So I had a friend of mine read it, a few friends, and they told me she definitely wrote it because it was so poorly written.
It was very...
It like barely makes sense.
The F's were backwards.
Fair. That's a fair point, but like, have you seen this woman? Like, no.
Twirling knives. She's twirling knives while she's dictating.
Well, there was that period, I think it was maybe like 2-3 years ago, where she was just posting those like videos dancing, and it was like, it was like funny at first, and then I was like, what is she trying to tell us?
Yes, and then you're looking at her glasses, and there's like a glare of like TVs in her glasses, and I'm like, oh, I was going down. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what another really good conspiracy is? I just thought of.
Yeah.
Remember The Wizard of Oz? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That there was somebody died on the set of The Wizard of Oz. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy.
No,
I think
that's true.
Just true.
Yeah.
Is it really?
And it's from like asbestos or something crazy like that. Like, I swear to God, like all of the fucking, the like snow in it was asbestos.
Oh, yeah. I did know that.
Well, you could see, they say you could, there was a scene, if you look it up, you could see the guy like hanging.
Yeah.
In the background,
swinging.
They said he killed himself. And then when they remastered it, that is like clearly out of it.
They took it out.
Oh.
And then they said, it's just a prop from the set falling down.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
pretty dark.
They said it was a munchkin who got broken up with.
Didn't you?
Really?
I think you were telling me. Didn't, what's her name, who played Dorothy? What's her name?
Oh,
she was like assaulted by all the munchkins.
Judy Garland. That's how you get in Hollywood, is it not?
That's the way.
Oh, she would talk about like in between takes, they'd be like grabbing up her skirt and shit.
And she probably was like 14 too, because it was Hollywood at that time.
Makes watching The Wizard of Oz real different when you know that.
And they
much more enjoyable.
They had her on
much more, but you're like, nah, I want to see behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, they like forced her on like a strict diet so she fit in like little girls' clothes and shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, poor Judy Garland.
At least then, though, you had a clear path. You know what I mean? Like, like now I'm like, how do I fucking make it? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. But like, if you gave me a blueprint and you said, hey, don't eat food and suck that guy's dick, I'd be like, all right, that was easy.
At least you know. If all I had to do was get fingered by a munchkin instead of just fucking running around with my head cut off.
People said bad, you know, horrible things about Harvey Weinstein, but made a lot of careers.
He did, and he made it very clear. He made it very clear.
We're spiraling here.
These comedy bookers, I don't know what they want. Know, man. Do they want to fall? I don't know what they fucking want.
I know. And if I had a dollar for every comedy booker that I gave a blowjob to, that was like, well, he's not even associated with that club. I don't work here.
I'm the security guard.
I was just delivering an Uber Eats order.
Busting tables. Did you hear the, I just saw this. Speaking of that, some guy is possibly getting sued by Matt Rife.
Oh,
did you see this?
Yes, because he said that he sucked his dick. That Matt Rife sucked his dick, right?
No, he's so this guy who's like now one of those Instagram entrepreneurs.
Oh, great.
He went on and he's like, you know, filming and he's like, I used to be back in the day, I was a pretty successful comedian. And I was like, okay. And
let's see some footage, guy.
Yeah. And he was like, I was once in a meeting with this very famous comedian. And we walked into the executive office together, which is weird that they would bring two comedians in together.
Right.
And he goes, and then they said, hey, we're going to make you internet famous, but you have to suck our dicks. And this guy was like, I left. And before I was even at the door, Matt Rife was already on his knees.
No way. I mean, he's just making
this
up.
Crazy?
Because he's got the best DSLs I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly. The best money can buy.
He's just bitter because he was like, obviously, I'm getting these lips down there, not yours.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. I saw he's like, apparently him and his team are like planning to sue this guy now because it's so absurd.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Oh, I would do the same thing. Terrible. I would be like, dude, don't be talking about my private life. What are we doing?
Right.
You know, what I do to executives is my own private business.
Yeah. And it worked.
And it worked.
I think I found my new favorite conspiracy. It's that Matt Rife blew that guy.
That might be my favorite conspiracy.
It's generally harmless.
Generally harmless.
I like how there's like some of like the most famous conspiracies in the world. And we were like, everyone that came to our minds was like, this girl that's famous is actually dead.
Right.
And it's
right.
Like, presidents have been murdered, yeah. CIA documents.
Smart enough to follow those stories. Can I tell you that? Like, there's a new Netflix documentary out called, like, The Octopus Murders, and there's a lot of different layers. I don't follow.
Were you telling me about that?
No, that was Trousseau.
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing it's really good, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. There was a lot of crazy stuff happening. I mean, that airline pilot.
Oh,
whistleblowing airline pilot who just got murdered.
I don't know that one.
Died potentially.
So he was the whistleblower on Boeing, basically saying like they're not safe. They like cut a bunch of corners with safety restrictions and all this shit and like testing and da da da. And then he was like about to testify or something like that, and he was caught suicided himself. Like, yeah, right.
But he had like I saw he had like multiple cuts on like his arms.
Oh, I did read that. They said like that you wouldn't be able to like get that far in your own like wrist without going into shock.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, that was like what they said about it. I watched a documentary about Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Which is another good one.
Didn't he bang a retard? Is that a...
He did!
He did! Yeah. Is that a conspiracy or is that just true?
No, that was in his diary. They fucking took advantage of her, him and all of his boys.
I think I saw that same documentary.
That was the funny documentary of his. Okay. The more serious one. God. Yeah, that was the silly one.
Whoa.
No, the other one was that they had like all these like forensics forensics experts talking about how he had so much like heroin in his system that he would not have been able to like physically blast himself with a shotgun.
Oh, so are they implying it was Courtney Love, or are they implying it was, okay, that's what
Courtney Love is like behind it.
Yeah.
At the very least. But yeah.
Damn. I mean, she was pretty, you saw her, remember when she like came back and did like the VMAs or something?
Yeah.
And she was all messed up.
Oh,
yeah.
That would
she like came back and presented and she was all on something, like really messed up. Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, maybe this did happen. And now you're just really messed up from it.
Well,
very possible.
But she was very messed up prior to him dying, too.
That's right.
That's true. I'm still laughing. I like that was also my only takeaway from that other Kurt Cobain documentary.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else.
I was like, why is nobody talking about that?
I'm like, Seattle, bang and retards.
When did that happen? That's crazy.
I think he died.
Because otherwise, I mean, probably for the best.
Well, he was like really young. I think he lost his virginity to her.
He did, yeah. Yeah. Yep. He must have been like freshman in high school or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe even younger.
He was really young. He, like, all of his boys would go over. That was kind of like the thing to do after school.
Yeah.
None of them played sports. So it's like, of course.
Like, listen, let's see a picture
next
of
best.
This frog.
Yeah. Next best thing. God, dude. He's Kurt Cobain, for Christ's sake. That's gotta be the top of the line of.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
I don't know why I know this story, but Mark, my husband, told a story about when he had to go to community college for a little while during college because he's, you know, how he is. And so he went to community college and there was this retarded girl that was in one of her, like, he was like full-blown retarded woman. Can I say that many times?
Sure.
Whatever. Anyway, we could... Okay. And he was like, okay, this is going to sound so weird, but like she had the perfect ass. And everyone talked about it, but like obviously we know she's retarded. And then like her parents would come and pick her up and just like look around and be like, I see you guys. I am aware that my daughter has like a rump of the ages, but is slow.
Yeah. That just took all the brain power, just went straight to her ass.
Yes. And it's so funny that years, like, I'm like, why are you telling me about this retard's ass? Like,
it's like, I still think about
20
it.
20 years later.
I still think about it. There is something wild about like working your butt off to like, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. I don't even want that.
Well, one of my memories from growing up is there was a kid that had a similar affliction. He fucking used to piss with his pants around his ankles and the shirt up,
you know,
where you'd like tuck it.
Okay.
And he had one of the biggest penises I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. You know, I've heard this.
God doesn't give us small pants, you know? Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it. Where's he going to use that?
Also, aren't they famously very horny? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, guys with like Down syndrome, famously horny.
You know what, though? Are they more that's horny true. Or do they just not know that it's inappropriate to show how fucking horny they are?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think they're just regular dude horny.
Right.
But they don't have the governor inside their head to be like, hey, you got to keep your dick in your pants.
Right. You can't.
In this Target.
My favorite, I love the video of the guy at the restaurant. I forget what he calls him, but it's this... black guy with Down syndrome, and he's sitting in the restaurant and his meal comes with the burger.
Yeah.
And he's like looking at the burger and then he's like staring over his shoulder at the waitress. And then the caption of the video is like, what Big Al really wants. And he's doing this. He's going,
oh no.
Yeah. I love that.
Good God.
I used to pee like that in college. Like when I was real drunk in the student union is like a bit. And people would either think it was hilarious or get fucking furious.
Mad,
why? Dude. Like,
why would
like,
they
like
mad?
It was usually like really like bro-y like dudes, and I would be in there and I would just be like peeing like my pants around my ankles. I thought it was hilarious, right? So funny. And then they would be like, dude, are you fucking serious, bro? Bro, I don't need to be looking at your ass, dude. What the fuck? And I'm like, I'm just dying laughing. I'm like, what? This is how I pee. Like,
and those people are gay now.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. I turned them. That's
you
how
turned
it happens.
Them.
That's how it happens. One fat, douchey freshman at West Virginia University shows you his butt cheeks and you're gay.
Listen, you're gay.
They've seen what they needed to see.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I did. Yeah. That's cool. Where specifically?
So a little town called Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did know that.
That place sounds like it rips.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is not one single establishment named Sandwiches, by the way.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
So stupid.
I know. I'm going to open one.
Like the government should open that. Like the town should be like, this is a Sandwiches sandwich shop. That's so good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm going
to
do.
It has nothing to do with the invention of sandwiches, right?
Like no, I think it's some fucking British, like, Earl of Sandwich or some shit.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
So lame.
Is it near Boston?
It's about an hour south of Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sandwich Mass.
I was going to ask, growing up, were you like a troublemaker? Did you like get into, in Massachusetts? I know I lived there for a while, and the Massachusetts like locals,
yep,
big trouble in their youths.
Yes,
big time. Yes. Were you similar?
I was. I mean, you know, you gotta.
Yeah.
But my, my parents were kind of on it, though. Like, they wouldn't explicitly be like, yo, don't hang out with this friend. But they would be like, oh, you're grounded and you can't go to the sleepover because you, like, left a light on or some shit. Like, because they just didn't want me going over there. And they were completely right. Like, years later, all those people they were worried about are all, like, in jail, heroin addict, you know, like, stuff like that. And I turned out pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Pretty good.
Right, you know, like, I'm on this podcast. It's pretty good. all things considered. But... yeah, so I went to Sandwich High School for my first year in Sandwich, and I would like.
Every time you say it, makes me laugh a little bit. I'm like 6 years old.
There's a place called Sandwich. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, is that the guy who fucked Kurt Cobain?
Yeah. Wait, was it a guy? I thought it was a girl. No. Okay, I was like another layer.
You heard it here first. It was a guy.
Yeah. But I don't think we did anything that crazy. I did coke really young.
Really?
Really young.
How old?
Like 14.
Oh. Did you do coke before
Drew Barrymore young?
That is Drew Barrymore young.
Yeah.
She's doing coke on the set of E.T.
I did hear, like, she was going to parties like that young. Like,
yeah.
Crazy.
Which
old
is
Hollywood.
Insane.
Yeah. Real problematic.
Right.
That's why she's out fucking. Did you see the video of her in the rain?
Yes, I did.
I hate it. I hate it so much. It's just a normal person enjoying the rain, but there's some weirdness behind that.
She's a phony. She got like a phony air to her. Yeah. You know?
She does.
How do they get you to do blow at 14?
Pretty
in
easily. I had a
It was just there.
I had like an older boyfriend who, by the way, was like 18 and I was 14. What's up with that?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Yeah. I don't like that. Okay. And he did blow every once in a while. So like we would like sneak out of school, go to Boston, wild, like do blow, have sex in a car, and then come home to like go to hockey practice. It's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
But I actually never got caught doing that. So if mom, if you're listening, this is purely for the bit.
It's a joke. It's just a joke.
Did you start drinking before you did coke?
Yeah.
When did you start drinking?
Probably like 13, 14.
Okay. Yeah, that's about the same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
just available.
But mm-hmm. I wasn't having sex with dudes or doing coke until way later.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I had sex real young and I did not give a fuck about it. Can I tell you that?
Interesting.
I really didn't. Like I talked to like my, I remember my friends were like, oh, like I'm so nervous to lose my virginity. I was like, oh, who cares? I'm ready to get this over with. Let's get it popping. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like popping.
And it's not even
gonna be
like
the name of the episode.
It's not even like I was like a hornball or anything. I was just like, I don't know. I'm just ready to get this over with. I'm ready.
Yeah, it's
to like
it's like taking your driver's test. You're like, yeah. I want to take the driver's test so then I can explore the open road.
Well, because there's the flip side. If you make too big of a deal about it and you wait and you're like 25 and it's like, dude, it only gets weirder now every day that goes by.
Totally. And we weren't religious at all. We had zero religion. So this might be a case for religion. Honestly, yeah. I had zero shame about it. None.
That's a good thing.
I didn't give a fuck.
I think that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
I mean, I had sex pretty early as well, and I think it's because I didn't have religion.
Nice, dude.
Nicely, thanks, bro. And and my dad, it was because the way my dad talked about sex to us at like a young age was so inappropriate.
Really?
I've talked about it on here before, but he would. I remember like he would just be. I was like seven. He'd be like, "Oh, that chick Ray, she gives good head." I was like. I was like, what's head? And he's like, oh, it's when. And then he proceeded to tell me what it was. And then he had all these little sayings where he'd be like, you know, he'd be like, hey, you know, it's like taking the log to the beaver. Or like, what was the other one I said? Oh, when the red river's flowing, take the dirt road.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there were so many of them.
Very good advice.
I know.
I mean, all good advice, but it's also like, come on, dude, I'm seven. I'm a little boy
hanging out at the bar with dad.
Yeah, that's not going to work. My parents just didn't talk about it at all, and that seemed to work great.
Yeah,
my parents.
You figure it out.
Really,
you do figure it out.
You figure it out. Yeah, you figure it out, and
But they weren't overly sheltering about stuff like that.
No,
that's good.
No,
that's the way to live. Do you ever get caught or like in trouble, like doing something like that?
Not
boozing.
Yeah, like my parents. They don't like to confront things. So there were, I was grounded for a lot of reasons that were completely ridiculous, but I know that the real reason is that they caught me sneaking out the night before, but they don't want to have that conversation.
You didn't make your bed, grounded.
No, literally. Yeah. So you didn't flip over the fucking laundry and now it's moldy. You're grounded.
So you think they knew shit like maybe like you were drinking, but they're like, God, I don't feel like having this convo.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom was the same way.
I wasn't getting away with anything, but they just made it seem like that. Cause they're like, oh, it's just, what are we like?
Oh, it was like when they put OJ in jail years later for theft. This is actually for the murder, but you know, we're gonna.
Oh, dude, he was innocent. Anyway,
I also think from my dad's perspective, he's like, "What am I gonna confront my daughter for having sex? That's disgusting.
It's bizarre. It's a bizarre act for a dad to do.
That will be a that I can't even imagine as like a dad having to have that conversation. I think that's a mom conversation.
Yeah,
or like, get him in here.
I just had a memory unlocked. Okay.
That's what the pod is. That's what the pod is. We talk and then stories come up.
So I was probably 14 at this time, I guess. And I was chatting with another boy on my hockey team. Okay. AIM chatting, as you do.
Nice.
And I talked about inviting, because I had my separate locker room because I was on the boys team. I played ice hockey.
You were on the boys team?
On the boys team.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'm like, yeah.
No big deal.
It was. But and then everybody got older and went through puberty and I had to play on the girls team. But yeah. But anyway, that's another conversation. But the forget it. But so I was like hooking up with this other goalie on my team.
Okay.
And
it's
like, and I had a separate locker room. Obviously I'm a girl, so they gave me a separate locker room. I had him come in there and we would like mess around or whatever. And I was talking about it on AIM chat.
Oh my God.
And I came home one day and my parents had printed it out and like highlighted sections.
Oh my God.
And gross. I had to beg them not to tell his parents.
Yeah.
Beg them. And then so they're just like in the stands next to fucking Walshy 1335's parents knowing that their daughter invited their son into my fucking brothel. No.
Wow, your parents didn't say anything.
Not only that, but your parents sat there and tried to figure out which ones were highlight worthy. We're like, nah, that one's a little, that's just PG. We're not going to waste highlighter ink on that. We really need to point out when it gets real filthy.
Yeah.
As if when they hand you the printout, they're like, draw your attention to this. You know exactly what that is.
Or, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. I hooked up with that kid for a long time, actually. It was like the most weirdest relationship, because you know when like you're a 14-year-old girl, like usually they want exclusivity.
Yeah.
Not me. Okay. I was just like casually hooking up with this guy for like 4 straight years. Oh, and it was like, we never even considered being girlfriend and boyfriend. We were like purely fuck buddies at like 15.
You had like a Sex in the City relationship.
Yeah, I did. It was really weird.
God.
He was hot, I gotta say.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God.
Girls always have the best like names in their phones for like casual dating.
Mm.
Like
yeah.
For dudes, like it's always like you know, like Sad Steve.
Right.
Like, why is he Sad Steve?
How do you know this?
And then they have a whole story. Well, my girlfriend has told me, you know, stories about like dudes that she's, you know, had in her phone as like, you know, this that was you know, talks too much. Like they always had like she would put it in her phone. Like
mm-hmm. Right. Well, I've seen
creepy
like,
Justin or something like that, you know.
When women date with intention too, they take it like a corporate job. Like I've seen girls be like, here's my Excel of everyone I'm going on a date with and here's like things I liked about them. And I'm like, you are never going to advance in a relationship if this is how you're like if you're
it's
like
that a for grading, real. You've seen that before?
Mm-hmm.
That is bizarre.
That's crazy.
Not okay, in my opinion. I think that's really
I feel
strange.
Like that's pretty common though.
Yeah.
Especially in New York City.
I do think so. Yeah.
Especially in New York. I used to, I'm a friend of mine lives in Boston. I haven't talked to her in a while, but she's married now, but she used to have these crazy, crazy standards.
Yeah.
And I remember like our other friend talking to her. She was like, I just don't understand why I can't find someone. And she was like, because you're demanding like an Ivy League education,
right?
Like certain, she had money. So she was like, I need him to have way more money than me, which is like her family had like millions and millions of dollars.
Oh.
So like that and hot and good in bed and all these things and funny. And it's like, dude, what are you looking for?
And did she find it?
You know what? I'm interested to know if she settled or if she actually found it.
Yeah, I want to see this guy's credentials. Yeah. Huh?
You check everything off and the last thing you're like, man, I guess I got to fuck this guy and see if she really did get it. See if she really did nail the rubric.
Yeah. Guess so.
He's got the money. He's got the education.
I wonder what the weirdest thing you ever were in a girl's phone, Dylan.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
You think I would be something weirder than you?
Forgot their wallet, Dylan.
split the check, Dylan. Can I Venmo later, Dylan?
Talks too much about himself, Ray. Yeah.
I definitely have that. Is that that's a bad thing? I think I don't know. What's
the splitting
your opinion?
The bill?
No. Oh. I know that's bad.
Yeah, I was like, what? Are you? I was like, sweetie,
is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah. Scan your Venmo, Dylan. He did the. That's humiliating to be like.
I've only split a check one time.
Yeah.
One time I was younger. I was like probably like 23.
Yeah.
Which is probably too old, but I just like wasn't super into the girl and. We had like gone out for drinks and she was like, no, I'll split. And like, let's split it. Like insistent.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. I mean, we still ended up like hanging out for a few months, but,
she was easy.
Know. Yeah.
You didn't say you were into her. We said, but she was easy.
Yeah. But I then learned, I'm like, doesn't matter how much they are insisting. You just, no, I got it.
Well, if a guy, I mean, everyone, you're supposed to ask, do you want to split it? And then the guy says no. And then, but if they say, yes, we will split it, I'm like, this guy, I'm never going to hear from this guy again.
Yeah.
He doesn't like me, I would assume, you know.
I don't even want to, will you split it? Even if it's fake, I don't care. I like the reach. Mm-hmm. Like, you go for the reach for your purse and like,
I will.
It's always fake. Please.
No. I got it. Please. Yeah.
I will say in this economy, first three dates are mandatory for the guy to pick up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
First three dates.
I would think so.
Unless something unless she is like super adamant, you know, like by like day three and it's like, but like first two for sure. And then 90% of the time.
Well, here's what, call me a trad wife, call me whatever. But I also think that men like doing that for the first three dates. I had a friend try to argue with me where she was like, I always split the bill because men like that I can do that. And I was like, how successful are you at a second date though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Not very bitch. She's a great person. I don't know why I'm saying that.
That's
the name? Say it.
That bitch is definitely
fuck
wrong.
Fuck you, Ashley. No.
But I have been in things where like I went on like seven dates with a girl, and by the time we got to the seventh date and we were like fairly exclusive, and she was still, I was like, bitch, you gotta fucking help me out.
Yeah.
Here. I was like, you gotta make more money than me, considerably. Yeah. I was like, crazy. What are we doing? You know what I mean? I'm like fucking crumbling out like spot pay. Yeah.
And it's circumstantial. Like if you're on a date with a fucking investment banker and you're a barista, okay, the investment banker is gonna pay for the date.
But, yeah.
You know.
I've gone, have you ever heard of this, it's called 3-day rule.
No.
It kind of got big during TikTok, like COVID TikTok, you know? And it's this like dating site where it's kind of like a matchmaking service.
Okay.
And I've been in their like thing for a while. Oh. And like they
I forgot about you.
You told me that. Yeah. So they sent like a survey out and they're like, oh, if you want to get in, like, you know, you can get in the pool or whatever. So I did. And then I was talking to them. They do like an interview on the phone and then they match you up with people.
Oh, nice.
And while I was on this first call, I was like, just out of curiosity, like, how does it work? Like, if I wanted to pay to join this, like, how much would it be? What are the things? And she was like, okay, well, first of all, you're a man in New York City. Off the record, you should not sign up. You shouldn't
no
sign
way.
Up because we have so many women. That need dates and not enough men. So like you're gonna get dates regardless of if you pay us.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, well, what's the price? And she's like, well, it comes with a like we do like a makeover for you.
Jesus.
For like your wardrobe, like professional photos for your like dating sites. And then you get two dates a month and it's $4,000 a month.
Oh my God. You could just pay for sex.
I've gone on.
I don't know why I'm acting like a date is only sex, but I'm like, just pay.
I've gone on a number of dates and there are times where I show up and I'm like, I feel so bad. Like, you technically paid like $2,000 to go on a date with me. Right. I got to really bring it on these dates. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that is so expensive.
I know.
Whoa.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on you on the free trial version.
Oh my God.
Can't tell them. Can't tell them you're on free trial.
No.
They're shelling out four grand.
This thing was pretty expensive. You're like, I know, right? We should probably split the check.
It's nothing for me.
I've told them, I'm like, well, I'm just in the pool. I don't pay.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay.
Well, now I feel like a fucking dork because I'm paying $2,000 to meet you.
Yeah, I'm on there just lying about my income. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it.
My favorite thing is when girlfriends will be like, I'll try to set them up with another comedian, and that's, you know, and like my girlfriends will be like, oh, I could never date a comedian. Like, you know, I just don't like that. I'm like, you know, I'm married to a comedian. Yeah. Right? Like, and they're like, yeah, but like, not, I don't know. And I'm like, okay. The fuck? Yeah,
it's like, look, you don't have to say it. You could think it.
Right.
And then not say it out loud.
And I'm like, why don't you just go on a date, see if you like them first before you say, I don't like
people.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah. Not all of them are autistic, you know?
Also, some of them have a lot of family money. You know what I mean?
True.
You know what I mean?
More than some of them.
Yeah.
It's true.
I love somebody, I forget who it was. Somebody was going to start a podcast about like comedians that have day jobs. I was like, oh, so comedians without rich parents? Like, that's basically it.
That's a pretty good pod idea. I like that.
I used to do one about the worst jobs the comedians ever had and their best quitting stories.
Mm. Yeah, that's fun.
I always liked that. I always wanted to fight because I always said that like I don't think the American dream is like finding your like dream job and like becoming successful. I think it's quitting a job you hate in like epic fashion. And I've never had one.
A job?
No. I'm like, oh my God, am I finding out he has rich parents this whole time?
I fucking
wish.
What is
work like?
I've quit like many jobs.
Yeah.
But I've always quit like
super like, amicably.
I ghosted them.
Oh wait, what?
God. Yeah, with ghost jobs.
What like, kind of, not, like not corporate jobs, like a...
No.
Okay.
No.
That is crazy, dude.
Yeah, I would just...
stop showing up?
Yeah, send my mom to go pick up my last paycheck.
Stop,
I've done that.
That's insane.
Not when I was like 30, but yeah, when I was like 16.
See, that's something my parents would shame the fuck out of me for. Yeah. If I signed up to do a job and then I just wanted to like quit halfway through the summer, they'd be like, no.
Oh, see, yeah. My mom's ride or die.
Damn.
She was like, you want me to go get that last paycheck? All right. And one time she went, because I learned it from
she's
my brother.
She's taking a percentage out. She's like, I'll go pick it up, but it's going to be 3 points.
No, my mom has kept everything above board for her little boy. And, but yeah, she went there. I quit this job. It was my first job. I think I was 15 and I was washing dishes at this Italian restaurant and they paid like $8 an hour, which
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's like 2004. 2003.
Wow.
Listen.
Minimum wage.
It was way better than minimum wage in Pennsylvania. And they, one day I skipped work to go to a Steelers preseason game with my brother. And then I had all these missed calls and they never gave me the schedule and I just stopped going. And I was like, shit, I think I still got like a $80 paycheck hanging up there. and my like their messages were so funny because at first they were like mad. And then they were like, all right, man, well, I guess you're just not coming back.
Yeah.
Hey, you left a pair of your shoes here, dude. You know, it was just increasingly more like them being okay with it.
We got to get this out of here.
Realizing that I'm like a teenager.
Yeah.
Right.
I only quit one job in that, like ghosting them. When I was in high school, I caddied one summer.
Yeah.
And I went like twice and then I just never went
back. And you just never went back?
I just never went back. Well, it's all like, you know what the problem was? I went like these two times, but it was cool job.
Yeah.
But you had to get there at like 4 a.m.
Oh, that's not going to work.
You had to get there legit like 4 or 5 a.m. and then wait around for 3 hours.
Oh.
And then they like sent you out based on when you were there.
Damn.
So like these guys, there were like older guys there, like in their 20s, who like made their living being caddies.
Damn.
And they would like show up 5 a.m. They would do an 18, have lunch, do another 18.
Ooh.
And they would just like do it two every day. But you make money.
And you get a really nice tan.
And you get a tan.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's always a perk.
When I was like 15, I was the janitor at a public beach.
That's great. I used to sell tickets at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. I had to clean the bathrooms.
How'd you get that nice job? Oh, I had to clean the bathrooms too. Maybe I guess I was, whatever. I wasn't taking any tickets. I was simply hosing down bathrooms.
So funny.
And going around the beach and picking up diapers with that long stick.
Yeah.
Picking up needles.
Oh.
Yeah. Good times though. I had a lot of fun.
That was one of my favorite jobs was working at the beach.
I actually did like it.
It was great.
Because I got to hang out with the lifeguards and it's pretty chill. You get to be on the beach all day. Yeah. You know, you got to like hose down some fucking toilets, but like, I'm not really touching them. I'm just spraying.
Yeah. No, I was a janitor when I first moved to New York.
Really?
At like a semi haunted church / like daycare.
What?
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn. I got it through a temp job. It was in Brooklyn. It's actually like a very famous church. And like Adam Driver's daughter was enrolled at this. Whoa. Like it was like a really like fancy like school on one side and then like this historic.
It's like, Mr. Driver, I'm a comedian. I just moved to New York. Yeah, man. Can you just clean up the barf that my daughter just threw up?
No, dude, they didn't let me interact with the people.
How could there be enough to do as a janitor? And that just seems like not that big of a space. Am I wrong?
No, it was a huge space. It was like this like monstrous church, and like one half of it where they had like the kids' classrooms and stuff. So you'd like clean them and like sanitize them.
Yep.
And then the other half was like this like very like historic like balconies in the pews and shit, and like a huge organ. Like it was like there was like catacombs underneath because it was part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh,
whoa. Yeah, it was like a pretty historic church, but they said it was haunted. And I just remember the one day it was like all these like rich kids who were going to grow up to be, you know, comedians with rich parents.
Yeah, good and, for them. Good for
Adam
them.
Adam Driver's kid is definitely going to be a comedian.
One of them, this was sure.
Weird looking enough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could recognize that family schnoz anywhere. But yeah, the one kid was like, good morning, fat man, to me one day. I was like, dude, it took everything in my power. I mean, it was like fucking 7 a.m. I'm miserable and like hungover. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I know I'm fucking, look, I know I look like shit today. And I was just like, mm-hmm. And like the teacher heard it, didn't say shit to the kid.
Didn't say
like,
shit.
Was just like, their parents are paying too much tuition for me to yell at little Bobby. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
Ugh, there goes the rest of my self esteem for the day. I'm cleaning up this kid's piss in about 20 minutes.
Ray's like, you know what? I'm going to have a salad for lunch and a water.
That's a sad salad.
I don't think you know how depression works. I went and had a sandwich to get me through that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sandwiches. What the worst part about working at the beach, the only part I didn't like, we used to have to clean those. I didn't know these existed, those white houses in the women's room.
Oh, you're talking about the white houses? That's what you called them? That's hilarious. Yeah. That's where you put the pads and tampons in?
Oh, it was horrific, dude. I used to have to go in and like we used to have to like dump them out. That was brutal. Yeah. That was the only bad part.
Yeah, I remember.
We used to like rock, paper, scissors for like who would clean the women's room.
Yeah.
Like if there was two gate attendants, we'd be like, all right, Dad, I'll clean one bathroom. You clean the other. And then we'd be like, I'll clean the men's room. And they were like, no, let's shoot over it.
No, women's rooms are way more disgusting.
So much dirtier.
Way much. Yeah.
So much dirtier. Yeah. There's paper towels everywhere. I don't know what you guys are doing with the toilet paper, but it's like all over the floor.
This looks like a Rob Zombie movie in there. Like, get out.
Yeah, House of a Thousand Corpses in there, dude. Nuts.
Have you ever like freak quit a job, like snapped out?
No.
Wouldn't it feel so fucking good though? Like
it would
fantasy?
Feel good. Yeah, I stayed on like way too long at one job, and I hated this job so fucking much. And then they end up they laid me off because they were like, this girl's a really bad attitude.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, why didn't I just quit that job?
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, and I go on their glass door sometimes and write, they stink. I do.
Fuck you. Yeah.
I remember I had this, I worked at like this, it was a movie theater at a museum, and the boss was such an asshole, and I got into it with him like real bad one day, and then the next shift that I had, I was like, I'm going to fucking quit, and it's going to be epic. Like to the point where I was like practicing in front of the mirror. I'm like driving there. I'm like, he's going to say this and I'm going to fucking say this. And I'm gonna be done. And I get there and I'm like, all right, hey, where is he? And everybody's like, oh, you didn't hear. He got fired this morning. And I was like, fuck. fuck. He took my, I stayed there for like another year. I'm such a coward.
Oh, that's so good. No. Are you, you're a drinker, right?
Oh my God. I love to drink. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do. Yeah.
Well, we talk a lot about drinking on the pod.
Yeah.
Are you a drinker and driver? Or had you been in the past?
No, actually, that was one thing I was always very good with.
Me too.
Yeah.
I never did it.
Yeah.
Ray's DUI.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's about to get knocked off my record.
Hell yeah.
10-year anniversary.
Whoa.
All right.
This May.
Dude, we should have some drinks.
Yeah.
We should.
when you get it expunged, yeah. You'll just have some we'll
Oh,
have
I
some
thought
drinks.
You meant right now.
Oh.
Okay, no,
oh, I mean, yeah, I do have alcohol out front. Yeah, it's just whiskey and vodka.
Oh boy. Okay. That would be real alcoholic
wine.
Shit.
I don't That's even have fun. Yeah, I just have and a bottle of tequila that my brother got me for my birthday. But
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you bragging.
You know, no big deal. I got so much alcohol here.
I do love to drink, and I hate this new wave of like comedians not drinking because they're trying to like take their careers seriously. Yep. I'm like, just I don't know, man. Like if you have a problem, obviously stop drinking.
Sure.
But if you can control yourself and
yeah,
have a cocktail.
Yeah, have a couple. You
have
know,
a cocktail.
Yeah, be a little fun. We talk about it all the time. Where it's like sometimes, especially in comedy, like the hangs are either great,
yeah,
or brutal,
yeah.
And when they're brutal, I need a drink or two to have me stick around. Otherwise, yeah. I'm gonna be like, all right, good to see you. See you later.
Completely.
You know, I'll have some cocktails. So if you ever see me out at a show and I'm having multiple cocktails, it was a bad hang.
Yeah.
Before
I'll take
you got
huge
there.
Offense to it.
Like, wow, Dylan's wasted. I don't know what's happening.
I will say though, if I drink before I go on stage, ugh, not good. It's even if I have like an okay set, it's just worse than if I was sober.
Yeah,
even like one drink.
Yeah.
Oh really?
I don't know. There's something about like the confidence in my voice goes away because I know I'm drunk or tipsy or whatever, and like I don't know, it just doesn't work out.
Okay,
that's how it is when you drive. It is.
Is it right?
Like you're like if you're like a little bit if you're hammered you're gonna be real confident.
Yeah.
But if you're like just a little buzzed,
you're
like
scared.
Worried about every little move that you make. Like even if you're like under the or you're like it's a roll of the dice if you're over the limit. You like have like two in you.
This is not this.
You kids
getting,
listening out there.
We've been
you have
a
two,
lot
either
of shit.
Either get shit faced or don't drink at all. It's the
we've
only
been getting
way to
a
drive.
Lot of shit on our clips about glorifying drunk driving. And
oh
we're like,
really?
Oh dude, they're like, look at these fat idiots laughing.
And you're like, why do you have to
driving?
Say fat?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell?
We're
dude?
Just idiots.
We're laughing at a funny story. No one cares. No one promotes drunk driving, dude. But if someone does something crazy and they get arrested for it, it's funny. And no
it
one
is
got hurt.
Funny.
Come on.
Right.
What's the drunkest you've ever been? Do you have one? When I say that, is there one that pops in your head?
I don't know. I've been very drunk on a lot of occasions.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you a blackout?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. So like... sometimes I'll go through these like waves where it doesn't really take that much to get me blacked out.
Really?
Like I'll drink like four fucking glasses. It's really not that much. It's, you know, not a little amount, but it's not that much. And then I'll wake up the next morning. I'm like, how did I get home?
I'm like,
what the fuck? I only had an entire bottle of wine to my face. That's so
that's
weird. Yeah.
It's like, enough. It's enough to do the trick for sure.
But I definitely black out, brown out. And I repeat myself a lot. Like, in the sense that like I'll tell someone that something when I'm drunk and then the next day I'll text them and be like, can you believe whatever? And they're like, you literally told me that 12 hours ago.
Oh, I do that too.
It's so embarrassing.
I'll do that on dates, like first dates if I get a little drunk.
That's why you need a spreadsheet.
We'll talk. And then second date I'll be like, where are you from again? And I'll be like, we talked about this in detail. And
right.
I'm like, oh yeah, no, I remember.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second date, you can't even ask any questions because you're just supposed to know everything.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know everything about you. Yeah, what's your dog? Yeah.
Sandwiches, yep, yep.
Yeah, exactly. That's like with sorry.
Do you get the remorse the blackout remorse?
I used to because I mean lately my drinking has been pretty standard person in their mid-30s drinking. I haven't been like crazy, but when I was in my 20s and I would get wild the whole next day, I was like, who do I need to apologize to? Mm. Oh, the worst feeling in the world. That was so bad.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always the thing that I used to do is I would get even if I wasn't around anybody. I was like, I got to find some way to embarrass myself. Right. So I pull out my phone and I would like be texting people and fucking
yes. around.
And then what I would do in my blackout state, I would delete the text messages.
Yes, same. Because it's too much. I can't bear it.
And then you wake up the next morning to just the responses. And you're playing. I would be like playing detective.
Oh.
And you kind of usually know. Yeah. So, God, I can't believe I texted that person.
I didn't even get a response. How about that? No.
We used to play this game in college, which it was the best game. You could never play it now.
Okay.
Now that we're older, like you could never play it. But we used to play. It was called the phone game, and we would all. We would sit in a circle, and it was you would bet. You would bet. So you would be like, go through someone's phone. So like if we were playing, I would take your phone, I would go through, and I would pick a contact, and then I would write out a message.
Oh.
And then I would say what the message was to the group.
Oh shit.
And then they would say how many shots that was worth.
Oh.
So like if
do you know who the person is yet?
I don't, but you would. So I'd be like, hey, okay. Can I text so and so? And then you would get like a mulligan. You'd be like, that's my like boss's wife. You can't text her.
Right.
Crazy. And then you would be like, all right, that's worth like three shots to me if it's sent and like one shot for you.
Wow.
If like you don't want to send it.
Oh my God.
If it's like really bad, if it's very tame, it could be, you know, reverse, like one shot if it's sent, but three shots if you don't want to send it.
Like Russian roulette.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was such a fun game, but
that
does
sound really fun and terrifying.
I mean, you could still play it.
You could.
It's just a
you
bad
could.
Idea.
Yeah.
I've gotten in. I remember that my one buddy used to love texting this kid we were friends with in college, who was kind of like, you know, we weren't really close friends. He was kind of a weird guy.
Yeah.
And my buddy would always text him random things. He would only get texts from me when we played the game. And then it would turn into me just talking to this guy for the next like 5 days, being like, I'm glad things are good, man. And I didn't have the heart to be like, I'm sorry, man. We play this game, every time we play, my one buddy Steve texts you.
I have no interest in knowing you at all.
Come on.
I'm going to delete your number so that doesn't happen again, actually.
I still have it in my phone. So bad.
Fuck. That is fun.
Have you ever gotten arrested?
I got arrested for drinking in college, but as everybody does.
Yeah.
Was it just underage?
Just underage,
Did you deserve it?
No.
That's what I'm...
Yeah, here's what... I'm in college for fuck's sake. Yeah. Of course I'm in... So here's what happened is that I was in like... It was my freshman year and I was living in the dorms and I got written up twice for drinking like from the RA or whatever. And they were like, if you get written up a third time, then like you lose your housing or whatever.
Yeah.
My sister was a senior at the same school. So she was like, come out to the house parties tonight so you don't fucking...
Yeah.
You know, get another RA write up.
So funny.
Went out and then as soon as I was like... Like, so there was like a group of people down at this area of the party. I walked up to go to the bathroom and the cop just shines a light on me and was like, how old are you? And I was like, fuck. And then I pretended to be my sister, but I said like her birthday, but my birth year. I was like, fuck. I was like April 9th, 1990. Fuck. And then, anyway, I got arrested there too.
Oh, that sucks.
It was like, it was literally within like a month I got arrested or I got in trouble like three fucking times.
That's brutal.
But then it was awesome because in the state of Rhode Island, you get to go to court and then they give you like this weird penalty that all you have to do is fill out a survey and then they pay you for the survey. But it's like the strangest punishment. I had to go to like alcohol adjustment class, like attitude adjustment class. But then at the end, they would make you do a survey and they would pay you money for it. So
all in all, pretty good.
Pretty good. And I just got checks like randomly in the... I was spent it all on alcohol, obviously.
It's a cycle.
It is.
Perfect. You're getting like syndication
That's
checks.
Awesome.
They're like, we keep using your survey.
I know. I was like telling my friends, I was like, you guys should get arrested. It's a really good racket. Actually,
so good. When I got an underage drinking in college, they made me pay a fine. They made me go to these alcohol like classes where we watched episodes of Intervention.
Yeah, and they also show you a bunch of car crashes, and you're like, I'm not driving a fucking car.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did have to watch the videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They would show. They were literally showing us like the A&E show Intervention, and I was like, dude, I was drinking Captain and Coke, and you're fucking, this guy's a heroin addict.
Right.
Give
yeah.
me a break.
Is that with when you had to go to gay AA?
No, it was a different time.
Ray had to go to an AA, And
for court stuff, or
it was like everyone was gay there. It was like the city's only gay AA meeting.
Yeah.
So when I got
my DUI, I was like mandated to go to like 5 AA meetings, and like, you know, they have a list of a bunch of them, and I just chose, you know, at random that worked with my schedule, and I go to one, and it's like in the back of this church, and it was one where I actually had to speak to. It was like a circle meeting. And I'm like, it was just like, you know, it was just like me, like slowly picking up the pieces of what this was. And it was like the first guy was like, "Hey, my name's Robert." And then it gets to the next guy and they all have that voice. And, I'm like, "Oh my God, I think these guys are all gay." And I'm still so stupid. I'm like, "What a coincidence." Yeah. That it's just all gay. And then I looked in the little pamphlet that I had, like there was like little notes about, you know, each meeting, and then it said Pittsburgh's first gay AA and NA meeting.
Oh, that's so funny.
Gay AA.
That's fucking hilarious. And they're like, awesome. What are you doing in my space?
Yeah, they go around.
You were just
the circle
doing a hate crime.
Not only was I not gay, I wasn't an alcoholic.
Yeah.
They had to be furious.
Right. It's like, yeah, you know, I drink, but this is court mandated. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Put a few back. Oh.
I'm going to have a couple after this meeting. I'll tell you that.
Like, did we'll you
just
drink?
Sign off. You can, yeah. You cannot come anymore.
Did you drink after AA?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, directly following? Yeah.
I went to like an open mic. Like, okay. In the same, that's what, like, I would like put them around like open mics, and then I would just go and I drank it every, you know.
That's great.
But I did, like, I think since I got my DUI in the last 10 years, I've probably only driven with booze in my system like 15 times. That's not bad.
That's a lot, dude.
Uber has existed not for the past 10 years.
Not like, yeah. Not right? Like,
and
hammered.
Taxis and, you know, friends.
I'm even saying like with like 2 beers in me.
Sure. Okay.
3 beers in me, like 5.
Still
beers.
Not good.
I mean, after you've gotten the one DUI, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
I know. If you get two, it's like jail time and shit.
Then
right?
It means something. Then,
then you can't like leave the goddamn country or some shit.
Well, then you get there's
can't
the thing,
go to Canada already.
Right.
There's the thing where they put the breathalyzer in the car.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
That's
three in Massachusetts is when you go to jail.
Yeah. I actually recently toured with a man who had a breathalyzer in his car.
Yeah. I'm going to ask exactly who it was as soon as we end this spot.
Yes. And it was epic. He didn't even mention anything about it. I was like, get in his car, and he's doing the breath, and I was like,
Are you kidding?
That's also a really expensive thing that you have to get put in your car. So like that's just added on top of the fees and stuff.
But there's no way that's DUI number one is my point.
No, it's usually 3, I think.
Yeah.
And you know what like never goes away? Like I had a family friend whose parents were alcoholics. They got sober. And I think the dad had already had 2 DUIs when he was, I don't know, in his 30s or something. And then in his 60s, he fell off the wagon, got another DUI, had to spend some time in jail.
Yeah. In Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. Yeah. It like never goes away for some reason. And
So even if it's off your record, like people, if you got another one, they'd be able to find it.
Well, in Pennsylvania, the way that it worked is that it was like this ARD program where you'd have to go to like, you'd do all that AA stuff. You'd pay the fines. You'd go to a different like type of class. And then it's not on your record. Mm. And for 10 years, if you get another DUI, it's 2 DUIs. You know what I mean? So it's either nothing for that. So I'm, you know.
Here's an idea. I think you should not drink and drive at all.
No, you definitely shouldn't. No,
I think that's a pretty good idea.
But in fairness, I did get my DUI when like Ubers and Lyfts weren't like really a thing.
No, yeah.
Mm, sure.
If they weren't like in Pittsburgh, it's still fucking like hard to get it.
Dude,
I was just there.
If only,
shut up, May.
If only they had something like before Uber and Lyft, like where it was like you could call someone and they could pick you up for money.
What did you say?
What?
What did you just say?
If only like before Uber and Lyft existed, like they had a car service. Like I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. Like you could call someone, they pick you up from a bar if you've had too much to drink.
They don't. They never did.
Never existed, right?
And to be honest, I don't think the state wanted that.
They didn't want taxis.
No, that's true.
They didn't want any.
We didn't really have taxis in Pittsburgh. I don't think you realize how small of a city it was. Fucking coming at me, dude. What the fuck, bro?
You know what? After our comments this week.
You pay your taxes, you should be able to have a couple of fucking
After
beers.
Our comments this week, I had to take a hard stance on drinking and driving, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you took the brunt of it.
I think it's not good.
Yeah. I think it's really bad. I agree.
Yeah.
Just sometimes you have to.
Right.
Not anymore. I've never done it in New York City.
Do you own a car?
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no big deal. 2018 Toyota Corolla.
I've been with Ray when he's like, I'm driving. I'll have like three Bud Lights.
That's it. Well, that's water. You're just very hydrated.
Okay.
Thanks. Right. That's my lawyer right there.
That's fair.
He was extremely hydrated.
That's fair. Dude, it was his birthday.
All right. We're already in an hour. That flew by. Right. That was fun. Yeah. So if you want to tell the people where they can find you, where they can follow you, this will be out in like 2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks?
Okay. Not next Wednesday, the Wednesday after.
Okay, great. That will be right before I record a half hour for no fucking reason, but I want to do it.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. That's very cool.
That ain't no fucking reason.
Grove 34, right?
Grove 34, right here in Queens. There's a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. on April 17th. Please check it out and buy tickets so I can stop plugging this fucking thing and just focus on the material. God damn. Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. It's going to go out on YouTube when it comes out, but see it live. Yeah. And then you can follow me at May_Planert on all social.
Hell yeah. Yes, definitely give May a follow and be there on April 17th.
April 17th.
And subscribe to our fucking YouTube channel, right? Is it going to go on your YouTube?
It's going to go on my YouTube, May Planert. And then also follow my podcast. I have a podcast called Risque Business News. We talk about business scandals and shit. And I do that with Laura Sogar. It's fun time.
Hell yeah. Show May some love. If you want to follow me individually, I'm at Ray Zawadny on all social media. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ray Zawadny. I'll be dropping a special out there towards the end of the year.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's the time to do it.
It is.
It's the season of comedy. And then you can catch me here every single fucking Wednesday on the Troublemakers podcast with my good pal, Dylan. Ooh, Dylan, where can they find you?
At Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and at Troublemakers on all of those sites. We post clips 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. We are new episodes out every Wednesday. Go follow May. We'll see you next week, baby. Good night.
Bye.